Good Thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
From Matthew 25:21, well done, good and faithful servant. You don't get to choose the moment of your arrival and departure here on earth, but you get to choose what your legacy will be, what you will be remembered for. At 5, he wrote an advanced concerto for the harpsichord. Before he was 10, he published 7 violin sonatas and was playing the best of Handel and Bach from memory. Soon after his 12th birthday, he composed and conducted his first opera. He was awarded an honorary appointment as concertmaster with the Salzburg Symphony Orchestra. And within a few years, he was hailed as the pride of Salzburg. When he died at age 35, he had written 48 symphonies, 47 arias, duets and quartets with orchestral accompaniment, and more than a dozen operas. He's credited with some 600 original compositions in all. Even so, Mozart lived most of his life in poverty and died in obscurity. His sick widow seemed indifferent about his death. A few friends made it to the church for his funeral, but a storm prevented them from going to the graveside for his burial. So the location of his grave became virtually impossible to identify. No shrine marks his resting place. Today, what is Mozart remembered for? What is his legacy? Not the life he lived, but the music he gave the world that still enriches our lives. When your life's sole focus is self-interest, you won't be missed when you're gone, or missed for the right reasons. So find a cause greater than yourself, one that will outlive you, and pour yourself into it. Don't just leave a will. Leave a legacy that fulfills God's will. That's a challenge to leave a godly legacy from Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.